Agiophile Lesson 7, Abram and Lot. Message: we are blessed by God and we can be a blessing for others by living peaceful lives. Bible text: Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 9 and Genesis chapter 13 verse 1 to 15. Now the story, Abram and Lot. God said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and in you everyone will be blessed." Abram was 75 when he left the country where his family lived. He took his wife Sarai, his brother's son Lot, and everything they owned and traveled to Canaan. God appeared to Abram once more and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." Abram built an altar where God appeared to him. When a severe famine came to Canaan, Abram, Sarai, and Lot traveled to Egypt. They lived there and became very rich. Abram had many animals and a lot of silver and gold. One day the Pharaoh sent Abram, Sarai, and all that they had away. Abram, Sarai, and Lot traveled from Egypt to the south. They stopped at a place and set up their tents, but the place they chose could not provide enough food for the animals to live. This caused trouble between Abram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds. One day Abram said to Lot, "We should not fight and our shepherds should not fight. We should separate from each other. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot saw the green gardens and chose the plains of Jordan. Abram went with his family in the opposite direction. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan. The Lord gave Abram all that the land had, and he could see from the north, south, east, and west, and promised it would belong to his family forever. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play a blind walk in a role play. Use a tie or fabric as a blindfold for them. Place one hand on the shoulder of the person in front of them. When the children are ready, give directions to the first person in line. Everyone is to trust the person in front. Discuss how we feel trusting someone else to lead us. Lesson instructions. Begin by telling the story. Discuss with the children the following points. Point 1. What does it mean to a person to leave his fatherland? Suggested answers: fear, anxiety, excitement. Point 2. What is Abram's attitude towards God? Suggested answer: he believes and trusts in God. Point 3. What has Abram said to Lot when their shepherds argue? Suggested answer: if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Have the children repeat the following points. Point 1. Abram trusted God and had faith to follow him. God blessed Abram for his faithfulness. Point 2. Abram and Lot were able to compromise. Point 3. We please God when we try to live peacefully with everyone around us. Real life application. Explain the following. Point 1. We must trust God fully. Then we can do what God expects us to do. Point 2. What do we do to keep the peace? Example. If at school, a bigger child comes up to you and grabs the ball out of your hands, how can we be a peacemaker? If we trust and believe in God, He will lead us wonderfully. Give personal examples. Repeat the message: we are blessed by God and we can be a blessing for others by living peaceful life. Enjoy your lesson.